Now, Marpa's most important disciple and the person who carried on his teaching in the most powerful way was a man by the name of Milarepa, who lived from 1040 to 1123 and is one of Tibet's most beloved saints. The biography of Milarepa is one of the best ways, I think, to come to terms, become familiar with the life, the typical life of a Tibetan saint, especially the life of a Tibetan saint who is deeply respected and loved by the tradition in general. Milarepa, I love the story, I must say, and I read it with my students again, as we have often commented on in the course of these lectures, because Milarepa began as a reluctant student. And so we can all relate to him, I think, especially in the early phases of his career. He starts out as a rather weak-willed and sort of not very well-organized young man. Of course, none of us know any people like that. But Milarepa at least started out as a disorganized, weak-willed, and somewhat malleable young person. And his mother, at least in the very beginning of the story, is the person who really puts fire in his belly. Turns out that Milarepa's father died when he was a young man, and relatives of Milarepa stole the family's property. And Milarepa's mother was deeply angered by this and wanted to seek revenge against the relatives. So she took this malleable young man and she sent him off to study with one of the black magicians in Tibet and learn the black arts so that he could wreak revenge on these relatives. He learned how to use the mantras, the chants that would help him bring, call down hailstorms on the relatives' fields and even kill some of them through natural phenomena like hailstorms. He did this, it worked. His mother was pretty satisfied, but Milarepa got a little worried by this because he realized that what he was doing was creating enormously bad karma. And unless he could find some way to remove this karma, this stain from his personality, that he would end up in one of the lowest Buddhist hells. So he began to wonder himself about where he could find a teacher that would help him achieve enlightenment in this life and remove the weight of this guilt. He studied with a couple of different teachers, and it didn't work all that well for him. And he finally was advised to go and find a man by the name of Marpa, who would give him the teaching that he needed. So he went off to look for Marpa in the place where Marpa lived. And I must say that the traditional account of that first meeting between Milarepa and Marpa is one of the most exquisite little descriptions of an initial encounter between a teacher and a student that I'm aware of anywhere in the Tibetan tradition. I'll read you just a piece of it. At the side of the road, Milarepa saw a tall and corpulent monk with large eyes and an awesome look plowing a field. "I had scarcely seen him," he said, "when I was filled with unutterable joy and inconceivable bliss. Stunned for a moment by this vision, I remained motionless. Then I said, 'Master, I've heard that the learned Marpa the translator, personal disciple of the glorious Naropa, dwells in this region. Where is his house?' For a long time, he looked me head to foot, looked me up and down. Then he said, 'Who are you? Who are you who is asking me this question?' I replied, 'I am a great sinner and I come from the Upper Tsang. Marpa is so renowned that I have come to beg for his teaching.' 'Very well, I shall arrange for you to meet Marpa. Meanwhile, plow the field.' He took from the ground a jar of beer which he had hidden under his hat and he gave it to me. The beer was refreshing and very good. 'Work hard,' he said, and he went away." Now, we spend a little time in my classes when we talk about the Milarepa story trying to decide which kind of beer sat under the hat in this Tibetan field. I'm not sure we can really identify it with anything that sits on the supermarket shelf today. It obviously was chang, that barley beer that they use in Tibet. And I imagine on a hot day on the Tibetan plateau, plowing a barley field, that some of this old barley beer would taste pretty good.